You are listening to a very special recording of Sounds Like Nonsense on WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio, Easton, Pennsylvania. And I have to be very careful today, so none of this will be going out on the air. It is my slot, so I will still be recording something, but Robo DJ is going to remain on. And I think it's still broken, so I shouldn't have a problem, but I'm playing it safe, because today we are playing songs that should not be on the radio. And this was some of the most fun I've had making a playlist, trying to find all these songs that over the years have just been too much for the FCC. So we're going to have fun and play all those right now. Let's open up with something not quite as spicy as the rest, but this is No Stayer, a very vulgar song by Witchfinder General. Oh man, this is gonna be so much fun. I'm you can't see it. I'm smiling so much. This is gonna be great. All right, this next one is insane. It's probably the weirdest song off of Electric Larryland by the Butthole Surfers. It's called My Brother's Wife, and the only way I can describe it is as like weird cuck boss battle music. Man, it's so great to say stuff like that now that the FCC is not watching. Here's My Brother's Wife.
I pass the test.
You really, that's like one of those songs you hear and then you're not the same afterward. This next one is one of the more, like, tasteless ideas I've had for this show, where there's an album I like called Whore by Mephistopheles, and they have the song Whore and they have the song Kill Yourself. So I was like planning, like, what if I did like a thing, like someone annoyed me and I like gave them a shout out in the form of a song called Kill Yourself, and I'm like, that's insane, I can't do that. So anyway, I'm going to play both of those, just get them out of the way, because they're funny. So I'll probably just play these back-to-back, introduce them both. So here's Kill Yourself, and then following that will be Whore. Thank you. I love the turnarounds those guys do. Like, and Kill Yourself, that little... Those are great to me. Glad I got to play those songs. I really like that album, but, you know, it's hard to find a place for it. Another fun fact about Kill Yourself is that it's been accused of stealing the riff from The Chosen Few by Electric Wizard, which, if you listen to that, yeah, I can see where they're coming from, but, you know, it's still a good song, regardless. Next one, this is the big one. This is kind of why I wanted to do this whole playlist. This is Frank Zappa's Titties and Beer, which I wanted to play on Halloween because it's a perfect Halloween song. A little too raunchy, but this one's a weird one, so I'm going to let it play in its entirety. Let's go.
Night, there was no moon inside. You know the stars ain't shining cause the sky's too tight. I hear the scary wind and I seen some ugly trees. There was a werewolf along the side of me. I'm reading on bed, you know I ain't no sissy. Got a big titty girl in by the bay. Chrissy talking about her in my mind. And the side of the mountain of Mr. Lee. Even the critics were acting weird up here, and so I figured I might just drink a little beer. I said, give me some of that, what you're sucking on. But there was no reply, for she was gone. Where's those titties I might so well? And my goddamn beer is what I started to yell. And I heard the snoring like a bunch of twigs. Then up jumped the devil, about this big. He had a red suit on and a widow's peak and a pointy tail like a sulfur moon. Yes, it was him, all right. I swear to God, it was. He had some human flesh, a gun, beneath his claws. You know, it looked to me like it was teddy skin. I said, you son of a bitch, because I was mad. His floss and started bringing his fangs, so I shot him with my shooters in. Bang, bang, bang. Then the sucker just laughed and said, put it away. You know I ate it all up. Now what you gonna say? You ain't my Chrissy. Titties and all. Well, what about the beer then, boy? The can's this tall.
Even her boots.
Would I lie to you?
Shit, you must have been hungry.
Yes. This is true.
Don't they pay you good for the stuff that you do?
Well, you know, I can't complain when the checks come through.
Well, I want my Chrissy, and I want my beer, so you just barf it back up. Now, devil, do you hear?
Blow it out your ass, motorcycle man. I mean, I am the devil. Do you understand? Just what will you give me for your titties and beer? I suppose you noticed this little contract here.
You're goddamn right, you son of a whore.
Don't call me that.
That's the only reason I learned right and wrong. Give me that.
Bet your ass I will sign.
Because I need a beer and it's titty squeezing time.
Man, you can't fool me. You ain't that bad. I mean, you should have seen some of the souls that I've had. Why, there was Milhouse Nixon and Agnew too. Both of those suckers was worse than you.
Well, let's make a deal if you think that's true. I mean, you're the devil, so what you gonna do?
Wait a minute. A tinge of doubt crosses my mind when you say that you want to make a deal with me.
That's very, very true.
Wait, you ain't supposed to want to make a deal with me.
Ah, well, I'm slightly different than your average customer.
Well,
but
most people don't want to make a deal with me.
Yeah, well, what's your story? Are afraid of, you see, they don't know how stupid you are. I happen to know that you jack off for a picture of Meadows when you get home.
Stupid.
You know, ever since that guy told you that he contained more fluid than Jeff Beck, you've been trying to outdo him. Well, look, I'm going to say one thing to you. This may not register right away, but let me say this. Leave your pickle alone for a couple of nights, you know what I mean? Now, come on. I'm only interested in a couple of things. Wait, is that a note for me? Is somebody passing me a note? What does this say? Frank, please do me a favor. I can't find a brother of mine. I could dig it if you could call him from stage. His name is Dirty Tom Nomads MC. Signed, thanks. Bear or Bean? I can't tell. Well, if he's out there, Dirty Tony, D-Law Nomads, MC, get in touch with Bean or Bear. And as I was saying, Devil, I'm an average sort of a person. You wouldn't believe it, but I'm very much like the people here in this audience tonight. I think we definitely have something in common.
Wait a minute, I thought you had funny things growing in your hair and all that other shit. I thought right weird music, you know, I thought biker and everything. I mean, shit, you know, big titty chick that you just had out here with the camera.
Listen carefully to me, old Devil. I'm only interested in two things.
Yeah.
See if you can guess what they are.
I would think, let's see, maybe...
Well, I'll give you two clues.
Let's see.
Let go of your pickle.
What?
Let go of your pickle.
I'm not holding my pickle.
Well, who's holding your pickle then?
I don't know. She's out in the audience. Hey, Dale, would you like to come up here and hold my pickle to satisfy this weird man out here on the stage?
You're probably wondering why we call it a pickle. I hate to squeal on you, Bozio. I mean, Devil. But look, I'm only interested in two things.
Oh, wait a minute. All I have to say is, God help me. Even though I have this fucking mask on.
Listen, if you think that mask looks bad, you ought to see his pickle. I'm only interested in two things, and that's titties and beer, you know what I mean?
What? Titties and beer?
Titties and beer, titties and beer. Titties and beer, titties and beer. Titties and beer.
Wait, I don't know if you're the right guy.
Titties and beer. Titties and beer.
No, don't sign it. Give me time to think. I mean, hold on a second, boy, because that's magic, kid.
Devil, let go of the pickle and come my girl. They look the titties. All around the world, she said,
I got me three beers and a fistful of downs, and I'm gonna get ripped, so fuck you clowns.
And she gave us a finger, makes us rigid and stiff. That's when the devil, he farted, and she went right over the cliff.
Whoa, tinsel time.
Girl, the devil was mad, I took off to my bed. I swear I do need prayer. How did you get back there? That's enough of the devil and his famous pickle. We're going to make another dramatic, if somewhat rickety segue into another song called Cruising for Burgers. Wait a minute.
And I love that song so much, and I just have no opportunity to play it for people. But I'm glad it's out there. You can go find it on the website, and it'll be there forever, or until it gets shut down. Next one. Big 180. So we had something like happy and weird. Let's get sad for a sec. This is Shock Combat by the band Catacomb, and this may be the only, like, you know, Scandinavian black metal song that I'm like, okay, because it's got good hook, and that's what I like in a song. I like a good riff or a hook, something I can latch on to. And a lot of black metal just sounds like too much noise. But anyway, here's Shock Combat.
Thank you.
I first found that song sophomore year. I had like really long reading assignments, so I would like play music softly in the background, and for some reason, like that album, just it's a lot of fun to listen to in the background, really soft. This next one's from the Presidents of the United States of America. This is a song called Kitty. A lot of innuendo, much like their much better known song Peaches. And unfortunately, couple F words, so can't play that on the FM, so it's going here. Yeah, that's such a weird one. I first time I listened to that, I was in a car, and I was like, what is this? What do I do with this song? Let's shift focus to a literary classic. This is a very weird hip-hop song from Britain that's about William S. Burroughs' Naked Lunch, of all things. And that book is insane. Like, it's one of those books you're supposed to pick it up and start reading from anywhere. It's like this insane stream of consciousness thing. So they made a song about like the interzone and mugwumps for some reason. And I don't think I can play it on the radio because of some of the words they say, but it's such a weird little thing that I wanted to put it out there. So here's Bug Powder Dust by Bomb the Bass.
I think it's time to discuss your philosophy of drug use as it relates to artistic endeavor. We'll be right back.
Isn't that a weird one? I don't know why. Who knows why that song got made? This one has been in my repertoire for a very long time, since probably middle school. This is Bad Habit by The Offspring, and there's a little pause in the middle of the song where he says some stuff that you cannot say on the radio, so why not take the chance to play? This is an oldie, but still a goldie. Bad Habit. This is such a fun song. I think that's like the one. It's like a Mad Max song that was never in Mad Max. But let's chill out for a bit. This is Big Calm by Morcheeba, which originally I was gonna play on air normally, and I checked the lyrics and I was like, oh, can't do that. So, you know, let's shift focus a bit. This one's a little more chill, a little more hip hop-ish. Big Calm.
Skies, what am I to do? Brothers from another planet, y'all know the truth. Papa was a rolling stone, nigga never knew. Things I used to do with her, I now do alone. The blizzard, bring the lightning in on towers. I run, you know, I'm about to next to fix myself with drones. Ah, fuck that bullshit, the rebel of the moon, nigga standing on the verge of, you know the song. We'll be right back.
You know, it's kind of a shame that the FCC has all these rules, because there's a lot of good songs that break those rules, and you can never hear them unless you go look for them. But anyway, let's round out the hour. This is Gasoline by the Bouncing Souls, a song I first heard about from this YouTuber I used to like, who very tragically died of cancer at a young age. And I still listen to it sometimes to remember, you know, being in early high school, watching those videos. So here's Gasoline by the Bouncing Souls.
Sex and violence has lost its charm. I need something to amuse. The war is boring, it's not enough. I need a shot down to my shoes. Pedophile lust, torture, blood in the dust. Take all you can. As long as it's on a TV screen, keep it away from my house, man. I'm long gone. I'm long gone.
All right, I'm glad I got all those off my chest. They're all out there. It's a lot of fun to break the rules sometimes. Hopefully they will actually fix this stuff before the semester ends, and then we can get back to regular shows, because I got some more ideas for those too. But thanks for listening to this. Glad you could be a part of it, and I will see you when I see you. Goodbye.